The Burt Show.
Cynthia here has been on The Voice Disguiser. We got this email this morning. Hey, Cynthia.
Hey.
Hey, how are you? So what's going on now? You just got this this gift from, is this an ex-boyfriend or is this just like a platonic relationship, dude?
He's just my best friend. He's been my best friend for 5 years.
Okay. Mm. Let's give us a little bit more history, like best friend through college, best friend you met through the family. I think this all this family history is probably important.
There's no family history. We met in school and at the very beginning, mm-hmm. I was into him, mm-hmm. but he started dating my friend, and after that, it just became sort of a brother-sister relationship. We went to each other with relationship issues, with family issues, with just anything that we needed to talk to someone at 3 a.m, you know, we were there for each other, but it was completely just friends at that point. He calls me about this girl that he's madly in love with, or at least he has been for the past 2 years, but then this year it kind of stopped.
What stopped? His relationship or the phone calls?
No, we still talk on the phone, not as much, but he doesn't really talk about the girl as much.
Okay.
Now, the key element here is, let's talk about those first couple of months that you guys were with each other. It was more than just friendship. Did you guys get physical?
No. He wasn't into me.
Okay.
You were into him.
Yes.
Okay.
All right.
But you've been best friends for 5 years, right?
Right.
Okay. And now recently, today or yesterday, the gift that he gave you was what?
It was a week ago.
Okay.
And the gift that he gave me was a 10-carat white gold ring with a 1/4-carat diamond and then 5 little diamonds on each side of it.
Did you say 10 carat?
Did you say 10 carat?
10-carat white gold.
That's like a big deal, right? 10-carat white gold? That's like really expensive stuff?
I mean, put it all together and that's not a cheap ring.
How much are we talking about?
I'd rather not think about that.
Like thousands of dollars?
Are we talking about tens of thousands of dollars?
Hopefully not.
I mean, a 10-carat?
It's not a 10-carat diamond.
She's not talking about a quarter stone.
I was confused. I thought she was talking about the stone at first, but she's talking about the band.
Okay.
And the grade of the band.
Yeah.
Okay. Was it your birthday or was it a special occasion?
If a special occasion counts as the fact that he just found out I'm dating somebody who outranks him.
Outranks him.
What does that mean?
What does that mean?
Oh, they're both in the military.
Oh, literally outranks him.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Outranks him. They're both in the same branch of the military.
Okay.
Okay, let me give the phone number out. We'll try to figure out what this means. 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378.
Bert, you got to get us into the mind of a guy here, because why else would a guy give a woman a ring?
Randomly,
if he was just her friend? Or is he romantically interested in her? Or is he trying to keep her as his own?
No.
I just can't understand the motivation behind giving a gift like that from a guy.
I have never done that unless it was somebody that I was romantically linked to. Like, I don't know, a wife or a girlfriend that I was going out with. Like, mm-hmm. To be totally honest with you, I've never really had best girlfriends. And mm-hmm. we've well documented this the last couple of days. So I don't know that I really have enough of an education here to even speak about it. Because mm-hmm. if it was from me, it would be somebody so special in my life that it would be like top tier either friend or wife.
Okay. Because that's what I would think that most guys would say.
Mm-hmm. And you got it a week ago. Have you talked with him? If he's your best friend, then have you talked with him about it?
Well, he's on base, and I don't know, there was something crazy going on, so I haven't really gotten to call him.
Okay.
But I sent him a text that was like, you need to call me as soon as you get this, because this ring thing is kind of freaking me out. Like, I tried not to accept it at first, and I kept telling him, you know, I can't take this. And he was like, what am I going to do with a ring? And I was like, I don't know. Give it to somebody. I don't know. And he was like, well, that's what I'm trying to do. And it's kind of funny that one of y'all said something that I was like, maybe I should point out that what he said when I was like, why are you giving me a ring? He was like, I'm just trying to mark my territory.
Oh, Jim was good. Jen said it.
All right, here's Kelly with a theory. Hey, Kelly, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Great,
good.
Thanks.
Good. Okay, I thought, like, she talked about how he dated this girl pretty seriously for a year. So I'm thinking he bought her an engagement ring, and they broke up, and he didn't have a clue what to do with the ring, so he gave it to her.
Is that possible, Cynthia?
Oh, that's entirely possible. I want to go with that theory.
You do? You wouldn't be disappointed that it'd be a secondhand ring?
I don't think so. You have to understand, this ring is freaking me out.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to give it back to him.
Is it freaking you out because if it says something more about your relationship that you'd be eager to get back into one with him, or that you don't want that?
I don't think I want that anymore.
Well, then, I don't think I want that anymore.
Yeah, because if you, a guy will take any in that he can and interpret anything as, you know, I got a shot kind of thing, you know, then I agree with Jen. You got to give the ring back because his interpretation of you taking the ring is that he's, you know, that you may feel the same way about him.
And, yeah, and what about the guy that you're currently dating?
He'd rather not think about the ring, and it makes him feel better that I'm not wearing it.
Well, give it back then. If it makes the guy you're currently dating uncomfortable.
See, I've got a hunch here that I want to bring up here in just a couple of seconds.
Okay.
All right, the phone lines are lit up, so we'll get some more advice for Cynthia here. 1-877-588-BERT. It doesn't sound to me like she's 100% convinced that she doesn't want to be with ring-giving guy.
Mm. Well, or she just wants a piece of jewelry.
I don't know. It just doesn't sound like she's totally committed
I don't know
to the idea of not being with him.
Right.
Right.
The Burt Show.